Welcome to the Mucked Up My Self-Care podcast.
I'm Jill from New York.
And I'm Linda from Tasmania.
We are two moms from opposite sides of the world who are living, demonstrating, and helping moms across the world build their self-care asset bank.
Ready to dive in? Messy, interrupted, imperfect, and most of all, mucked up. Let's get going. Good morning. Yes, from the other side of the world.
Yeah.
You're heating a cold snap. I'm about to hit a heat wave.
Yeah. So cold here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guess let's get into it. You got some highs and lows for today, Linda?
I reckon I do. So I think the low point would be just had a few days where time's just evaporated into things. And while those things are lovely and enjoyable and often very much focused around the kids and that sort of stuff, it's meaning that I'm feeling a little bit worried about this week's workload. And how that's now maintained and managed and boundaried and made sure that it's okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's feeling a little low at the moment. My high, I think, would be, I don't know if you can see right there. I know people are listening, but right there, there's a bunch of flowers that Josh proudly walked into the door with the other day. He'd walked home and he picked up a bunch of flowers for me. So, and they smell gorgeously beautiful. There's a big rose in there and chrysanthemums and all sorts of beautiful flowers. So it was very, very sweet. Yeah.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. Very special. All the feels. What about you?
Okay, let's see. Highs and lows. I think my low I'll go with first is with the snow we've had the last couple of days. I've had this realization that I'm not sure if Declan and my husband will get the chance to play in the snow like I got with my dad growing up, because Bobby works in the snow. He goes out and plows. He's constantly gone whenever there's a snowstorm, so there's really not an opportunity for him to be home on a snow day with Declan to have those kind of memories that I remember growing up with my dad, where we build like a little mound of snow and that's what we'd slid down in the front yard, or we'd have a snowball fight or try to build like a little fort or something or go find some place to go sledding. And like, I wonder if these two will ever get the chance. And it made me a little sad, and that's just a realization that I'm recognizing that there's going to be things that I wish that they would do together that they probably won't get the chance to. So it was just little like twist in the heart a little bit to have that feeling. So that's my low for this week. But on a higher note, my high is that Declan has been a lot of fun to hang out with lately. And he cracks
it's great.
Oh my God, he cracks me up at church. I was singing and he was obviously in my arms because that's what we do. He needs to be in my arms to sing with me. And he sang his best with one song. But then the next song after that that he was helping sing, he was actually clicking his tongue in his mouth like that. And I kept trying to push him away from the microphone. And at one point, it got like we were right in between verses. And he just snuck right into the microphone and did it so loud, crystal clear, big ol' right in the microphone. And I'm like, I started chuckling as I'm like trying to sing, and everybody else, you could just hear everybody chuckle. It was hysterical. And it makes me even happier that it's on Facebook because we live stream the service. So I have
awesome. Yep, there's one. Yeah, it's an evidence file type.
Yep.
Situation. That's awesome. That's so good.
Definitely put a smile on everybody's face at church.
Yeah. And I feel like we do go through these little transitions as well. I've found Quinn much the same lately. Just little phrases and mannerisms that he comes out with. And just he loves to say, so actually, I've been thinking that it might be a good idea to blah, 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 blah. Like, it's so.
So funny. Declan goes, I have a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what.
What's your great idea? It's like, not that great, but it's like the world. And I'm like, I love it. Keep this up, please.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or he came running into me the other day and he's like, mum, 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 mum. Mum. I'm like, what? He's like, mum, I forgot to say thank you and I love you. I'm like, oh. So sweet. Mm. And speaking of transitions, we'll transition into our topic today, which is when we're in that phase, maybe certain stages of our lives where we're transitioning to more or maybe less self-care and what that means, what that looks like in reality, what that actually, what our experiences have been, all that sort of stuff. Where do you want to start?
Yeah. Oh, well, I think about this, I'm curious to know. So we've recently just recovered. We recently covered our first few episodes in our Clubhouse rooms, talking about like, did we know what self-care was at the beginning of our self-care journey? And I feel like that is the time that when we first figure out what self-care is, how we need to start incorporating it, when we try to put too much on our plate for self-care and try to really cram in, like, we gotta do something self-care every day and it has to be
an hour forced
every or whatever it looks like starting out. But I feel like it's like starting out, we just try to do so much to try to almost like catch up in a way of all the time that we spent without self-care. And then we figure out like this rhythm and flow of how we can start incorporating it different ways and different timings and where it fits in our day and life. So I think there's a natural transition once we get like that bum rush into it. And we're like, yeah, let's step back a little bit and try this a little lighter.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think as mothers as well, sometimes it's like we feel like it's all or nothing. Like we have to go quick, 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 quick. We've got 5 minutes. Let's try and fit in all of these things. However, as we've discovered, I think throughout our 47 episodes, that it can actually be much more productive to have some thought behind that or planning around that, even though you feel like those unplanned moments can be few and far between. If you've got an idea of what your top five are, if you've got an idea of what does make you happy, of what stage you are in your cycle or what you need, that can really help when you do have that tiny bit of time. You don't feel like you're flustered trying to decide what to do.
Yeah. And that's a great point, Linda, when you bring up like your top five, because if we look back at what our top five are, I think we each have things that are on the shorter time frame and the longer time frame. Like your workouts, okay, they're going to be longer because there's more effort to go into that, but there's a bigger, not a bigger, but there's, that's a self-care routine. But then just walking outside doesn't have to be an hour long. It can be 10, 15 minutes. So does that fit into that little bit of space that you have between activities or while you're getting ready or something like that? And knowing that timing, so you can just almost like we do with our stickies. Okay, let's pull a sticky off to fit in this little bit of free space that we have. Okay, let's pick a self-care activity for this little bit of free space that we have. But that does come with building our self-care muscles and really understanding the things that, I guess, the energy we get back from different self-care activities and the energy that goes into figuring out what those things can be for those time frames.
Yeah, exactly. And I think as time goes on, we start to build that self-care muscle as well, so that we are. I wonder if that, as that muscle gets stronger, do we need less self-care? What do you think?
That's a good question. I don't know if we'll ever really need less self-care. I wonder if it's just more transitioning in the kind of self-care that we do with the intention of it. Like, are we putting almost more effort into how we do it so we receive more energy back from it?
Yeah,
What are your thoughts on
that's I don't think I have a fully formed answer yet. I think, like with many strength muscle, if we're putting it in that analogy, it needs to be maintained. You can't just go to the gym 9 times and think that you're then going to be able to lift 200 kilos or
that?
something like that. It does need to be maintained and I think assessed regularly. So I know for me, even just there's different times where I might be able to do 15 kilos one day and then only 10 the next week. So it's not linear, I don't think. Just because we become strong in our self-care activities doesn't mean that we are one and done.
Sleep comes up in my mind because we just had an episode on that recently too. Whereas, with kids, we're not going to get a whole heck of a lot of sleep. Okay, fine. We know we need it. We know it's probably one of the best self-care things that we can do for ourselves, but if we're finding that we can't get what we need out of that, how can we set ourselves up around the sleep to make up for it? Because we know
Yeah.
sleep's going to give us all this energy back, but okay, we get interrupted, but how can we make our sleep just a little bit better on the ends of that, the beginning, so a night routine, and a more the end, a morning routine where we're like bringing in just a little bit more self-care around it instead of it all being reliant on that when we know it's not always going to stay consistent.
Yeah. But we also know that we need it every day.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
Something to think about, I think.
Yeah. And I think you bring up
Maybe.
a good point with the analyzing it, just being aware of what kind of rejuvenation you get back from it, the time, the energy it takes to plan it out. Is it really the best thing for you? Like, understanding why you're getting the benefit from that self-care activity too, I think is a good thing to be aware of.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think as well, also recognizing that there are certain moments when you will need more. I know for me that I need more self-care on days when I'm not actually working, to be honest, where I feel like I've just been consumed by children all day, which is fine and lovely. However, to maintain my sanity, I do need a little bit of time to read a book or go to the toilet without everybody in there, including the dog, and those sort of things as well. So I think that's where that discernment does come in of recognizing, okay, I've just done bulk cooking. Like that was one example only a few days ago. I did some cooked up three meals at once, and Alex and Quinn were also making muffins at the same time. And that night for bedtime was chaotic. It just completely fell apart. Everyone was still awake at 9:30 p.m., including the one-year-old who thought it was hysterical to go and slap everybody around the face. I love her approach. I actually felt like doing the same thing at certain points of like, just go to sleep. I'll just knock you unconscious or something. No, but she had no understanding. It's funny now, but at the time it was like, and this was meant to be my early night. This was meant to be on my calendar. I had my sleep scheduled at 9 p.m. And so I just shifted my gym now to after dinner tonight instead of at 7 a.m. So it was okay, but I don't know if I would have handled that as well in the past.
Yeah. What I liked about the book that I read, In the Flow, and figuring out where your energy leaks are and really stacking your week with the right kind of self-care activities, was like each week has a different amount of energy output that we have in our cycle. And obviously when we come to our menstrual cycle week, the phase, we're supposed to like really focus on rest and rejuvenation and self-care. But when we find ourselves having to do things that we can't reschedule outside of that week, so if we have big meetings or events, things that are going to take more energy out of us during that week, the book, the author of the book is saying that for everything that you have to do, pretty much, you add in another self-care activity where on a week where you had higher energy, you might not have needed those extra self-care activities to fill your cup back up or to plug that hole in your energy leak. And so it's, yeah, that's really cool to see how that works with just our hormonal cycles. Mm.
Yep. And I've been thinking about that episode a lot, that energy leaks and that sort of thing. What was that episode? 39, I think. And so that was what, almost 10 episodes ago now.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've really been looking at where it is leaking. And if we're transitioning into understanding that more, that's when we can realize, okay, we do need more on this week or this day or this circumstance, such as bulk cooking. I know that I'm going to need extra that night. And then when children don't sleep. Yeah. Like it goes on to the next day in now, but I know there's certain situations or circumstances. If we're maybe, if we've been out for half the day, that actually takes a lot of my energy. Yeah. The stimulation, the getting everyone into the car, getting everyone out of the car, getting back into the car. Sometimes there might be three or four stops. Maybe I haven't had enough water, or someone's wet their pants, or all sorts of things like that, that I can now recognize much easier that, hey, this is actually taking a lot of my energy. And so in the past, I think I would have lost my cool a lot easier around something like bedtime because I didn't pause for a sec, slow down and go, whoa, I need more for me right now.
Yeah. Because even I think you and I were talking this week about bedtime when you shared about Siggy slapping everybody. It just cracks me up.
Yep. Yeah.
That I was having a night with Declan where, you know, it wasn't a hard time putting him to bed, but I was getting a headache because it was late. It was well after 9 o'clock, which he's usually in bed by 8 o'clock and doing bedtime, like wind down. So it was over an hour past that time. So I was starting to get a headache, and I'm just like, you're not going down for me, because that's what happens. He goes down differently for each parent.
Yeah,
and so I was
I
like,
do.
I can't do this anymore. I'm gonna go step out. Can I send daddy in? And he actually said, yes, go ahead, go get daddy. But like,
wow.
And I'm like, babe, can you switch with me? Because I'm not feeling good. Like, this is not working out for us. Can you try? And within 5 minutes, he was asleep. So it needed to happen for both of us, I think, because
Quinn will only go down with me.
He asks for every night. No, mommy, I want you. I'm like, okay.
I'm apparently also the only person that can open the toilet door and turn the light on at the moment. Like, somebody else tried to do that today. I was like, no!
No, mommy needs to do it.
Okay. And he's jumping on the spot, busting for a wee. Like, so sweet. But anyway. And I think, gosh, it's important to consider those situations as well. The fact that our kids are in different seasons to if you've just got a newborn. And I think with a newborn, your need for self-care is more. However, it's also harder to get as well. And harder, I think, to recognize that, oh, okay, yes, I did actually get 2 minutes in that moment. But looking back in hindsight, which is a great thing, I don't think I even realized that I was getting it when I was. And so I felt like I needed more and more and more, when actually, if I could have got a little bit more sleep or seen it from an outsider's, I probably was getting some, but I felt like I wasn't getting any.
Yeah.
Does that still happen to you, do you think?
I think so. I think when we have either like a big week going on, or even like, let's say a holiday, a school holiday, probably when we're off and we're inundated with all of the things, and it's just this mind frazzleness of what's going on, where are we, who's left and who's right, like, because things are ridiculous. And then you look back and you're like, all right, we made it through today. We actually did get to go outside, or we did explore something new. And I, in my opinion, when it's just Declan and I and we try something new together, I actually find that as like something fun that brings me a little bit of energy. So I'm at a point where I can consider that a little bit of self-care for myself, is getting out, trying something new, and us having a bonding experience over that. So for me, that's when I'm like, oh, okay, that did bring me a little bit of energy, even if it was a bit of an energy suck. And I liked that. That is something I want to do again. Just needs to make sure it goes at the right timing. But I might not realize that until after it's already said and done. And I'm like, ah, today sucked. Like, it was crazy all over the place. But what did we actually do that was fun? What did we do that gave us something, a memory or something fun that we want to try again? And I'm like, okay, that wasn't so bad. Actually, when you think about all that went into it, we could try that again.
However, coming back to the discernment stuff again, I think we need to also realize when something isn't fun and we just are doing it to please others, or because we feel like we need to say yes to all the things, or we need to create these imperfect lives. And we're going to talk about imperfect self-care, I think, coming up as well, and how that works and what that looks like. But when we're not honest with ourselves in the fact that, well, actually, that was too much for me. And it doesn't mean that it's done and buried and never again. Maybe there was something else happening that made it such a huge energy suck. Maybe it was because it was the wrong time of day or the wrong time of month or all those sort of things. But when we're not honest with ourselves to stop and say, well, that's not actually filling my cup. I think that's when it can snowball quite a lot as well.
Yeah. I have an example of this. So the library is right pretty much across the street from Declan's school. So the easiest thing for us to go do after school sometimes. But I was very sporadic with when we went. It was always right after school, but the day of the week, I ended up finding out that I needed to keep it to a Monday and a Friday because they're the only 2 days that I don't have plans in the evenings after dinner. So I'm not rushed to be, let's get home, let's get dinner, because we got things to do at 7 p.m. Like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, we have that those nights blocked off at those times. So I'm on more of a time schedule, and I was putting so much pressure on myself to be able to do all of that and breathe at the same time to figure out, I don't need to, he can still have all the fun he wants on just these 2 days, and we do something different on the other days when we get home. And it's worked out so much better for both of us, knowing, cool, Mondays and Fridays are our days to go out and have fun after school. Like, we look forward to it now. And it took bumping my head with that pressure, figuring out, this is not going to work. I need it to work. Uh-huh. Like it. This is great. But on these days, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, I've realized that with some of the playgroup stuff we went along to. We started going a bit more to some of the playgroups now that Sigrid's a bit older and that sort of thing. And there's, again, all weekend he'll ask, is it playgroup day today? I'm like, no, it's actually Monday morning. It's Monday morning, and they get to go there now and just interact and have fun. And they know what to expect in a way, which helps them and helps me a lot as well. So yeah, it's good to have those understandings, and good on you for having that. That's like a lovely bookend for your week as well, Monday, Fridays. So are we transitioning to more or less self-care?
I think it's maybe transitioning to the right self-care.
Yep, I agree.
And better for self-care, or maybe better understanding of our self-care.
There's another episode or two there. Like,
I think so. Until next week.
We do hope you can unstuck your muck. Bye for now.